Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning, this is Pastor Hawtrey. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. We want to talk about the subject of strength today. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 13. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Let me just say first, where in the world would we be without the mercy of God? He says here, thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. You know, our redemption is a product of the mercy of God. Mercy is God not inflicting upon us what we rightfully deserve. We deserve judgment. We deserve hell. Our sin tells us that we deserve that. But God's mercy redeemed us. To redeem, it means to bring back. It means to bring value to something there was no value. It means literally that we had nothing without him. His mercy redeemed us, but it didn't redeem us just to resent us. He didn't redeem us and then leave us. It says, thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. So God's mercy was great enough that not only did it redeem us, but it didn't leave us. He's still with us. He watches us. He guides us. And he has led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. You know, what a wonderful thought today to know that we've been redeemed, and that's God's mercy. But the fact that he didn't just redeem us, that would have been more than we could have ever earned or deserved. But he is still leading us. He's still guiding us. He's still with us. God in us, the hope of glory. And notice the second part, he says, thou hast guided them in thy strength unto the holy habitation. So God redeemed us, and he is still leading us. But we're told here this little tidbit of information, how he leads us. He says, thou hast guided them in thy strength, not in their strength, but in thy strength. You see, God's mercy redeemed us. God's mercy guides us and leads us. But his strength is what keeps us going. God can show us where to go, and he can lead us. But we wouldn't have the strength to go. We wouldn't have the strength to follow. We wouldn't have the strength to do what he tells us to do. We are nothing on our own. If we had that kind of strength, we wouldn't have needed him to begin with. But his mercy redeemed us when we couldn't redeem ourselves. His mercy guides us when we really have no wisdom or clue what we should do in our life. But it's his strength that allows us to do it. It's not our strength. Our strength fails. Our strength runs out immediately. And I will say this, that many times you and I try to do and walk with God. We try to do the things we need to do in our life, and we try to do it in our own strength. And we all know how that turns out. We fail. We falter. We get weary. We get tired. It's overwhelming. We just weren't made to be able to do it. We have to do it in his strength. He says, thou hast guided them in thy strength. Where? Unto thy holy habitation. It means this, that God redeemed us. He is going to guide us. He's going to give us the strength to do it. And that process is going to continue until we're with him in heaven. You talk about a blessed people. The fact that if we got what we deserved, we'd be in hell. But because of his mercy, he's redeemed us. Because of his mercy, he is leading us and guiding us. And because of his strength, not our strength, but his strength in us, is what allows us to follow, what allows us to obey, what allows us to do those things. And he will do this process until the day we're with him in glory. I don't know about you. That's a wonderful, wonderful promise. Thank God for his mercy today. Thank God for his guidance today. Thank God for his strength in you that enables you even to do it. Even if he guided us, if he didn't give us the strength, we would never be able to accomplish it. What a wonderful God we serve. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.